What a day. What a week, actually. It seems like this week dragged on and on, but I'm so glad it's finally over, and I get to spend this whole weekend with my favorite roomie and friend of all time, who I bet is just as happy about the weekend as I am. Hey, your favorite roomie is home. Meow. Oh, I've been so looking forward to this all week. Gaming, pizza, and other junk foods, movies, sleeping in. This weekend is gonna be awesome. And what better way to do all these things than to do them with your best friend I've ever made in the whole world? Meow. 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 Yeah. Don't get me wrong, doing all of these things by myself is nice, but having a friend to do it with makes it even better. Rumi, what's wrong? Hey, please talk to me. Yeah. Come on. I've known you for a long time. You've always put a smile on my face each time I see you, even back when we were little. You make me laugh. You always humor my cat girl needs, like giving me scritches, pets. You put up with my occasional whining, and you let me snuggle against you when I want some warmth. You've always been in a positive mood for as long as I've known you. And I thought I'd be coming home to see you all happy to kick off this weekend with our favorite things to do. Not see you like this. I've never seen you like this before, and honestly, it's worrying me. So please, tell me what's wrong. Mm-hmm. Oh. You poor thing. Come here. Let me hug you. Did something happen at work to make you feel like this? So, nothing really happened. It was just thoughts and emotions that crept up on you? Oh, those moments are definitely awful. You can be having a wonderful day, but sometimes those awful thoughts and emotions can still find a way to creep into your mind, and it just ruins that whole day for you. I'm so sorry that you're going through this for me. Meow. Yeah. Meow. Yeah. I know it doesn't feel good right now, but I promise you, you'll get through this. And I'm here for you, through thick and thin. Meow? Yeah. It's gonna be okay. Hey, look at me. Meow. Yeah. You said you were questioning if you were truly appreciated. Well, let me tell you. You are more appreciated than you really realize. Not to mention, even the darkest storms don't last forever. I know because I was in the middle of my own darkest storm when you found me that day. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meow. Yeah. I could never forget either. I was homeless. Or as some would say, astray for a while. And every day on the streets was a complete struggle for me. After we were out of school, we went our separate ways. Though it was on mutual terms, we both wanted to follow our dreams. I tried to break out of that town and find a living in the city. But I wasn't able to find a job that was nickel-friendly. Ew. I remember ending up with a master after that, And that lasted for a while, but that master eventually turned out to be negligent and mean, to say the least. Next thing I know, I was just tossed to the curb, and I was homeless from that point on. I decided that I didn't want to let anyone be my master again, if it meant giving them the chance to just throw me away when the master grew tired of me. It was like my luck had soured so badly, and no place would hire me because I happened to be a nickel. Because they thought I wouldn't be able to suppress my cat girl urges long enough to do the job. Anyway, one day I was just sitting in an alley on a chilly autumn day, and I was really feeling hungrier and colder than I usually did. I just sat there shivering and starving. I knew the clothes I had on wouldn't be warm enough for the coming winter, and I was starting to think that I wasn't going to make it to see spring. Then, a miracle I thought I didn't deserve happened. You came along and found me. At first, I didn't recognize you. I thought you were someone that wanted to take advantage of me or just bully me because I was a stray cat girl. So I shied away, hissed like crazy, and threatened that I would bite you if you got close. But I heard you say, "Please, Shy, it's me from school, don't you remember?" When I got a better look at you, I did recognize that warm face and caring eyes of yours. It felt like it had been a lifetime ago since I last saw you, and I didn't think we would ever meet again, especially in the city of all places. I couldn't help but hug you so tight then and there. I was so glad to see you. You explained that you were walking home from work that day when you heard a noise coming from the alley, and you thought it was someone in distress when you decided to investigate. And that's when you found me, shivering and meow. Oh, very weakly. I had briefly explained my own story to you, and you asked if I had any friends in the city to take me in. When I said no, you offered your hand to me and told me you'd let me stay with you until I got back on my feet, and that you'd help me feel safe and warm the best you could. Of course I took your hand, and when you brought me to your place, I was in awe of how warm and cozy your place is. Well, our place now. You gave me a change of clothes and told me I could take as long as I wanted to getting cleaned up, but that you would holler through the closed door to check on me every so often. Your bathroom was really nice, and your tub was so spacious enough that I could take either a shower or bath. As much as I hate being soaked from cold rainwater, there was always something about a hot and steamy shower or bath that felt so comforting. When I was done washing up, you had some freshly cooked food ready for me, and that was the best bite to eat I've had in a long time. And while we ate, we exchanged stories of how we got to where we currently were in our respective existences, and then I asked about the sleeping arrangement for me. was genuinely surprised that you had a spare bedroom fully furnished and you were willing to let me use it. I think that was the best night's sleep I had in a long time. Then in the morning, you had breakfast cooked and ready. I asked if you had to work that day, and you told me it was the weekend, and you had weekends off. And you liked to stay in on the weekends and play video games and order in a pizza. I thought the video games you had looked so fun, and then you ordered pizza later that day. It was so tasty. I was in nom 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 bliss as you showed me how to play the games. I told you that I was so thankful for you letting me stay with you, and you just smiled and told me you were glad to be able to help me, and you were also glad that I was back in your life. After you said that, I got closer to you and asked if you could pet my head. And you barely hesitated. Your hand felt so nice, and I purred so happily. Meow. You wanted to pet my head since we were in school together? But you thought I'd be too uncomfortable with it? Aww. I would have let you if you had asked me back then. Well, better late than never, at least. Yeah. Oh, and do you remember the first night you shared your bed with me? It was storming that night, and the thunder woke me up, and it scared me, even though I was safe and warm in here. I hated being in the middle of thunderstorms when I was astray, but anyway, I came to your room and woke you up to ask if I could share your bed. You gave me a sleepy and adorable smile and let me in the bed with you, especially since the bed was plenty big for two. And you said to let you know if I needed anything else. I felt so safe that night, being in the same bed as you. At one point, I must have curled up against you. When I woke up, you were still sleeping, so I decided to nuzzle against your face. You woke up, and I told you good morning with a smile, though you did look a little flustered and asked me if I was okay with you being that close to you. I giggled and said I was absolutely okay with it. Because it was you, and you make me feel safe. Anyway, that morning was when I said you could touch my ears if you wanted to. And when you started rubbing my ears, it felt so nice. I was praying like crazy. I even tried to tickle you with my tail at some points because I was feeling so silly that morning. It wasn't long after that when I finally got a job, and you said you were proud of me, and hearing you say that made me so happy. Meow. But when I told you that I would find a way to repay you for everything you did, and that I would save up for my own place, you held my hand and said I didn't need to repay you. In fact, you looked into my eyes and asked me if I would become your roommate, while explaining that you did alright for yourself. You still got lonely at times, even at your job, and even when you had family over. You also made a good point that living together would be easier financially than if I lived on my own. I was genuinely surprised by the offer, but I was also kind of leery, admittedly, to where I asked if there was a catch that I had to be your pet as a bit of a joke. You said that you didn't want to become my master. You just wanted the friend that you always had in me. But you also wanted to make me feel like the most cared for cat girl to the best of your ability. You told me how much I meant to you and that you didn't ever want to lose me. And you told me when you found me that day, it secretly broke your heart to see me like that. And you wondered at times if I would even still be alive now if you hadn't come into that alley when you did that day. I felt so overwhelmed. My heart was so full of happiness when I hugged you so tight and said that I would gladly be your roommate. And assured you that you didn't have to wonder such a thing anymore. So there you have it. The reason I brought all of that up is to let you know that you are appreciated. You really did save me that day when you found me in the alley. So now it's my turn to save you. I really meant it when I said I'm here for you through thick and thin. You're the best human I've ever known. And you've been my hero ever since we were little, despite us going our separate ways after school. Why do I call you my hero? Because you were always there for me. You always believed in me. And you were always there to pull me out of the darkness whenever I was stuck in it. Just when I was so close to the point of no return. Just when I was about to believe I would never see you again. There you were. You've always been kind, caring, loving, and you're funny and witty, and I know you would protect me with every ounce of yourself. You've shown me that not every human is selfish and mean like that master I had. So let me pull you out of the darkness that you were stuck in. Meow. Meow. I will always be here for you, like you've always been there for me. Now, enough reminiscing from me. This weekend, we are going to be extra lazy, and I'm going to be your cuddle buddy. Meow. Instead of cooking this weekend, we're just going to order in our breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. Matter of fact, anytime you want or need a cuddle buddy to help you feel better, or you just want some closeness, don't hesitate to ask me. Now, come snuggle and take a nap with me. Yeah? Yay! Yeah? This is one of the things I was looking forward to when I got home. All cozy against you, my head on your chest, and yeah, your hand feels so nice on my head. But I was supposed to comfort you, not the other way around. Yeah. Well, if it helps distract you from the day you've had, then pet and scratch away, my sweet, wonderful friend. I'll just nuzzle against you in return. Meow. Feeling better yet? I'm glad. Meow. You're so warm and cozy. Please promise me you'll never take your snuggly self away from me. Yay, thank you. Meow. Meow. Rumi? I know you said you didn't want to be my master, but may I call you that? Sometimes I kind of want to at least role play that with you, just to see how it feels, and also use that as a cover if we ever happen to be out in public together. What do I mean by cover? If someone tries to get too close to me, you can say, "Hey, she's my Neko. Back off." And if someone points out that I don't have a collar, I'll say that's because I'm your best friend, not just a pet. You're okay with that? Thank you. Yeah. This weekend will be our weekend, and we're gonna make it a wonderful one together. I'm getting sleepy now. Let's just snuggle and drift off together. Yeah. Sweet dreams, my roomie, my hero, my best friend, my master.